Senator Bond, we'd be delighted to hear from you, and thank you for your leadership on this important issue.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff, and I certainly agree wholeheartedly with what you and Roger have said. I found particularly compelling Roger's statement that we are the only developed country that refuses to utilize our resources. I believe the subhead to that is, if we don't do it, we're not going to be one of the developed countries. And as far as Jeff referring to the bad behavior of nations that become oil rich, did Tom Friedman mention Russia specifically? I think you might put that in the category. But I thank you for your kind comments about my work on this and other issues. I do try to be an officious intermeddler wherever I can be, and I'm going to have to leave this hearing early because I am laying out for the Senate the steps that we should be taking to deal with the financial crisis and prevent future ones. So I've got to go play in that field. But in the meantime, I want to focus and I want to hear our witnesses, and I thank David, Don, and Doug, the 3D panel, to give us some real insights while we talk about the impact that this crisis has. And there is no question that we're in a time of crisis, and it's no time to be timid. There's a financial crisis raging from Wall Street to Main Street, but our energy crisis is still there. It continues to ravage family budgets and worker payrolls across the country. And as we see some fluctuations in the oil prices, they are only fluctuations. And we need true reform and change in our financial crisis, but we need reform and change in our energy crisis, or that surely will get worse. We must change the idea that it's okay to deny the American people access to the energy supplies that we have. We must reform the idea that we can accept Band-Aid solutions, taking a little bit of getting a little bit of the problem solved. The American people are suffering from a real energy crisis. It's a gas price crisis. Gas prices are too high for our families. Diesel prices are too high for our truckers. Fuel prices are too high for our farmers. I appreciate what Jeff said about other sources of energy. He and Roger and David come from areas where they have offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And that's certainly been the only area from which we've been able to get supplies. But Jeff also mentioned the other things we have. Cellulosic ethanol. We're working on that in Missouri. We've got 1.4 million acres of timber that can put out 4,200 green tons of wood. We need to develop that into cellulosic ethanol. We need to take our abundant coal supplies and turn them into coal to liquid to replace aviation fuel. We need batteries. Missouri is a battery capital of the nation. Big problem, we know how to make electric cars, but we don't have the batteries. They're almost all made in Asia, and they're not supplying American battery manufacturers. If we had enough batteries and can change, as soon as the car companies can change, we could be driving cars that would go for 80, 90, 100 miles with one charge of electricity. But to say that we can only provide limited relief from the gas price crisis is totally unacceptable. To say that we're willing to provide only a small amount of new oil supplies is unacceptable. To say that we're willing to deny the American people most of the new offshore oil available for production is absolutely unacceptable. But that's what some are saying. That's what some are proposing. It's okay to find just a little bit more new oil supplies. That it's okay to lower gas prices just a bit. Regrettably, the Gang of Ten proposal my good friends have come forward with will still leave 71% of offshore oil areas off limits to new production. The Pelosi plan passed by the House is an obvious bit of bait and switch. Yeah, we'll do offshore drilling 50 miles off the shore of the Pacific coast. Little problem. 97% of the oil off the West Coast is estimated to be within 50 miles and 80% of it within 25 miles. That's where the oil is. What good does it say that you can drill where there isn't oil? That makes no sense. The American people deserve more than Congress passing sham proposals or even considering them when it isn't really going to add to our offshore oil production. The American people deserve more than Congress giving them bits and pieces that don't solve the crisis. The American people deserve real change. We've had these policies enforced on us by the other side for the better part of the last 30 years. When it comes to energy, the means to finding not a little, that means finding not a little bit more oil, but to lower prices just a little bit, but finding a lot more oil to lower gas prices as much as possible in an environmentally sensitive way. And we're looking forward to the testimony from our witnesses on how new offshore drilling can and will be done in an environmentally friendly manner, as we insist it is. None of the people who are supplying us in Venezuela, in Russia, or in Iran are worried about the environment. We are. Today's drilling technology in the United States is the most advanced ever, has proven safe through multiple hurricanes and years of experience. I look forward to hearing more about this track record of safety and the successes from today's witnesses. I thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.